Hello, everyone. I am really happy to be back doing a new podcast. It's been a long time. I don't know where time goes. It just slips away, and I guess that's how life is. So I thought I would do a really quick episode on puppy biting, because it seems to be a question that a lot of people have. They don't really know if it's normal or what to do about it, and it seems to be you know, something, especially for new puppy owners or first time puppy owners, that they have a lot of questions about. All right, so let's just jump right in. So puppy biting and mouthing is actually very natural and normal. And typically puppy biting is not aggression, especially in young puppies. So I'm going to say generally puppies under 5 months of age. However, always reach out to a positive trainer and give them some specific examples of what the circumstances are around the biting, such as what is going on directly before the biting occurs, such as if the puppy's experienced something very fearful for them and then they bite. That is something you want to talk to a positive trainer about as soon as possible. So the puppy biting I'm talking about is the kind in which puppies are exploring with their mouths and using biting during play, and also while looking for attention from us or from other pups and sometimes cats. So the reason I say that this is important in some ways for puppies to actually do some biting is that they learn to control the pressure of their bites from playing with other puppies and also from getting feedback from us humans. So for example, when a puppy is playing with another puppy and he bites his little puppy friend too hard, the other puppy usually yelps and leaves the playtime, or at least there's typically an interruption in the play, and this becomes a learning opportunity for our puppy. So they realize that whatever they just did has stopped their fun time from happening, and they start to make that association and that connection. So our pups need to learn that biting humans is not the appropriate way to play with us. So we can help them by offering them, or, you know, as some people say, redirecting them to toys or tugs or bones or chew toys instead of chewing and biting on us. So we can also try to anticipate when our puppies are going to get bitey. And so look for patterns in your puppy's day. So what I hear from a lot of people is that these bitey times are usually in the morning or in the evening. So get some fun stuff ready for your puppy to do in order to give them some alternative outlets. So be prepared, in other words, and anticipate that you're going to have those bitey times. Also, puppies can get really bitey if they're overstimulated, or also if they're understimulated. So you'll need to just sort of get to know your own puppy and sort of gauge their behavior and modify some things in his or her environment just to prepare for those bitey times. So one important thing for our pups is to ensure that if they're bitey, that we don't use verbal or physical reprimands. So some folks will also tell you to yelp if your puppy bites you. So that works for some puppies, but for other puppies, yelping can actually scare them. And for others, it can make them even more stimulated and more bitey. So just get to know your pup and gauge their personality in order to see what works well for them. One other thing is, don't hold your puppy's mouth closed if he's bitey. That can lead to a variety of other issues, and also, you know, potentially cause your puppy to distrust you, which is not what we want. So we want to teach our pups what we want them to do. So we want to show them and provide them with the things that they can bite and chew on. But we also want to teach them that it's not appropriate by leaving the play session just like their puppy friends would. So some ideas to help resolve and diminish puppy biting include slowly but immediately withdrawing yourself from the play when they bite your skin or your clothes. So it's important to be really consistent with this and have all the members of your family doing the same thing. Otherwise, our puppies can get mixed messages. If they can bite some people and not other people, then they're not really learning that in general, it's not okay to bite humans or bite humans' clothing and skin. So I hope that that has provided some information and just some ideas on how you can deal with puppy biting. And of course, feel free to reach out to me by email anytime at hello@daisydogtraining.ca. Or of course, if you have any other dog training or puppy training topics that you'd like me to cover in a future podcast, I'd love to hear from you. So drop me an email. Okay, great. Until next time, have fun with your dog or your puppy, and we will talk with you soon.